Hello and welcome. This is Luke Cassidy from the online team. And today I'm joined by Carl O'Brien. Carl, the preliminary results from Census 2011 have been published today. Can you give us an overview?
Sure. They cover a five-year period of really rapid economic change, you know, from 06 to 08, of course, was the tail end of the boom. And then we had the dramatic collapse of the economy. So what it does show is a lot of good news, really. We've the highest population in 150 years. It's now almost 4.6 million people. We've also had the highest natural increase in the population in the history of the state. That's the number of births minus deaths. It was about 360,000 births versus 140,000 deaths over the five-year period. That equates to around an increase of 5% in the overall population during that time, and that's phenomenally strong by international standards. In addition, you know, we have the highest birth rate in the EU by a long shot. So there's really, I think, a lot of good news for the country at a time when, you know, there's a lot of economic gloom around as well. What's also interesting is how the population growth is changing. You know, during the boom years, it was really driven by inward migration, the arrival of migrant workers. Now, actually, now that they're leaving, the high birth rate is held up to an extent where it's offsetting, actually, the numbers of people leaving. So what the figures would hint at, and we don't know for sure yet because we haven't seen the detailed data yet, but we're estimating that around 30,000 people a year are leaving the country. But because we have so many births, something like 70,000 births, it's offsetting that. So that's the general picture, I think, presented by the census results.
One of the main surprises, I suppose, were the 100,000 people that the CSO didn't count on. Are there any other surprises hidden within the figures?
Yeah, the gender, for example, is interesting. There's historically been more men than women in Ireland, but that pattern is now reversed. We've more women than men, and one of the reasons possibly for this is the return of migrant workers who are predominantly male. So that's caused that change. Also, what we're seeing is vacant housing. It was kind of interesting. We have some 294,000 vacant houses around the country. The highest proportion of them is predominantly in the west, places like Leitrim, Donegal, Kerry, Mayo. Up to a third of all houses there are actually vacant. What we're also seeing is in terms of patterns of growth, the biggest population increases seem to be in commuter belt areas. For example, in Laois, we had a big increase, 20% increase in the population, followed by Cavan at around 14%. In fact, every single area in the country recorded an increase in population, with the exception of Limerick City and Cork. They were modest enough decreases, but when you look at the county areas for both Cork and Limerick, the population increased. So the suggestion of maybe people leaving the city and moving into the suburbs outside of the kind of county boundaries or the city boundaries.
Well, all these statistics are fascinating. What's the practical use?
Well, the census results really feed into policy planning. And we're talking about health, education, all manner of public services. So the fact that we have around 100,000 extra people in the country obviously has big implications for, let's say, the number of hospital beds that we need. Also, the high birth rate shows that we need to still keep constructing schools. I think just this week it was announced that we need to build 40 extra schools in the next few years. We're going to need to keep that pace up. And it's also got political implications. The government has committed to reducing the number of TDs. It said in the programme for government it would reduce them by about 20. But because the population increase has been so big, they're actually limited now in the number of TDs that they can axe, if you like. So we're talking a maximum now of 14 seats being taken away from the Dáil. That's unless they decide to change the constitution, because there's limits on that. So yeah, I think it's kind of profound implications, and it's only as we mine the data now from April of next year we're also going to see things like the breakdown by religion, commuting to work, proficiency in the English language for the first time has been asked. We're going to learn all about that, and all of that will feed in to public services in the years ahead.
Carl O'Brien, thank you very much.
Thank you.